Now, this week we got a message through to Antarctica. We got on the phone once again with Felicity Aston. She recently became the first woman to ski solo across Antarctica from one coast to another. It took her 59 days to cover more than 1,000 miles, dragging her supplies behind her on sleds. Yesterday, she was at the Union Glacier Base Camp on the Antarctic coast, waiting to catch a flight toward home. Well, congratulations on the journey.
Thank you very much. Very kind.
We last spoke with you in December, we should remind people. When you were on your way, you were very, very close to the South Pole. How did things go after that?
Well, I arrived at the South Pole on the worst weather day of probably the entire trip. It's a big station at the South Pole, and yet I couldn't see it until I was maybe 100 yards away. But luckily there were people there waiting for me, and it was just wonderful to see some friendly faces. And I spent a day at the pole, and it was a day off from skiing, but I think more than that, it was a day off from the stress of being totally responsible for yourself. You know, at the pole I knew I was safe. But then, of course, I had to leave the pole, and I had the deadline at the end of the Antarctic season when everyone goes home because the winter approaches. But I started doing some really big days, and when I got to my second and my last resupply, which was 500 kilometers further on, I realized that I did have enough time to make it to the coast. It was, you know, really quite something to change my mindset from thinking, oh, I'm just going to get out there and do what I can every day and see how far I can get, to thinking, my goodness, I've actually got a shot at this and I can make it to the coast. And obviously seeing the coastal mountains, oh, that was a real moment.
Oh,
it was a horrible day, couldn't see anything. And then just suddenly it was like a biblical moment. Suddenly the clouds parted, the sun came out and seemed to shine right on these little black triangles on the horizon. And then I just stopped in my tracks right where I was and burst into tears because it was like seeing the finish line. It still took me another 4 days to actually reach the coast. But, you know, the first sight of those mountains really was the beginning of the end, and that was fantastic.
Oh, now that sounds beautiful. But when you talk about the storms and being in a situation where you couldn't even see the South Pole Station until you were 100 yards away, I'm thinking about airplanes that sometimes do instrument navigation. They can't see anything, so they're relying entirely on instruments. Were you having to do instrument navigation as you walked?
Yeah, I mean, I regularly referred to it as I was flying on instruments today. There were days when I couldn't see the surface beneath my skis. You know, it was just all white. There was no surface texture at all. And I was following my compass, literally head down, following that needle.
Do you feel like a strong desire to be around people, having been around nobody for so long?
It actually doesn't. The only thing I've noticed is that I did have to remind myself last night when I flew back into camp, you know, about the slight rules of society. Things like I can't just have a pee wherever I want anymore. I have to go to the appropriate place. And chatting to the sun isn't acceptable either. So I've got used to sort of getting out my tent in the morning. Morning sun, how are you? And nice to see you today and things like that. And I've got to stop doing that. Otherwise, I'm going to sound like a mad woman.
Better to find a human being to direct those remarks to, I suppose.
I'm looking forward to getting home and sharing the experience with people. And I'm still finding it quite unbelievable that I've skied across Antarctica. I was looking at a map this morning of Antarctica and where I started and where I finished, and it just seems unbelievable that I've skied all that way.
Felicity Aston became the first woman to ski solo across Antarctica. Congratulations, and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
The image of a single human being amid all that snow. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.